Hey, I just want to say, as we begin this grand adventure, you're welcome in advance.
You're listening to the Backseat Sports Podcast with Zach Diodati and James Troiano.
Let's be honest, the bar is not real high right now.
Right.
Hey, that's quite a voice you've got there. You ever think about doing radio?
It sounds really cool.
No, it's not cool.
Can you bring a picture up?
Are you kidding me?
All foreigners love Chicago teams.
We do not have time for this kind of silliness.
A lot of booze, parties, women showing you the goods for beads. It doesn't get any better than that.
Smooth. Very, very smooth stuff. Very classy. I'm learning a lot from you right now, dude.
When I heard about this, I wanted to come up with some kind of articulate and thoughtful and, you know, well-debated response. This is just stupid.
Email us at backseatsports@gmail.com or hit us on Twitter. @BackseatZach or @BackseatJack.
Ah, yes, you are back in the back seat, the Backseat Sports Podcast. I'm Zach Diodati alongside James Troiano Tully with us again, as he always is.
Yeah.
It was Super Bowl Sunday yesterday. We decided to postpone things a little bit. We hope you forgive us. It was Super Bowl Sunday, and we didn't make it down to the studio to record after the biggest American sporting event of the year. I found it, James, gameplay-wise, a little bit underwhelming.
Why?
The pass that Manningham caught on the winning drive for the Giants.
Sure.
Right after he caught the pass, it's not Bob Costas. Al Michaels said, longest play of the night, 38 yards. 38 yards, fourth quarter, longest play up to that point. Weren't a lot of big plays.
Yeah, but that doesn't make it a bad game.
It was just an example.
What's the matter with you?
All right, look. The first score in the Super Bowl this year was an intentional grounding safety.
Yeah.
So, that doesn't scream quality.
Well, it doesn't scream anything. It just happened.
Okay. I also thought it was a little bit of an exaggerative call.
So it's bad football when a team makes you have to drive for your touchdowns rather than just score bombs and long plays.
I didn't say it was bad football. I just... Let's think about all the guys that play on these two teams.
I could have seen a few more big plays. Like it. You didn't personally enjoy
I wasn't crazy
watching the teams have to drive down the field and score touchdowns. You would have rather watched a laser show.
I would have wanted... I don't want an Oklahoma State-Stanford game, but I wanted like a few more big plays. And, I was glad that it was a one-score game with 2 minutes left. That's about all you really, really ask for as a football fan, but... Yeah, dynasty-wise, and as I believe it was Ahmad Bradshaw and Brandon Jacobs said, we decapitated them. They can't wear that crown anymore. That's what was said about the Patriots, and that's a little bit of that's a little bit severe language-wise.
Can I just say something? I hate fat Brandon Jacobs. I cannot stand watching that guy. It makes me mad that they let him play football.
I believe it was you.
He's such a moron.
I believe it was you that said that he shouldn't have called Rex Ryan fat because you're fat too, but you play the sport, so no one's going to call you fat. You know, Brandon Jacobs.
You were talking about the other day how you think Newt Gingrich wears like a size 9 hat. Brandon Jacobs wears like a size 12. Okay, they don't even have sizes for him.
A Barry Bonds
anymore.
Hat.
Yeah, it's yeah.
Yeah,
and
well,
he just looks like something out. He looks like a mythical creature from Lord of the Rings. That's what his head looks like.
This
and
just
it annoys
in.
Me listening to it speak. So anything that he says, I don't
this
really care
in.
About.
James Troiano does not like Brandon Jacobs.
Oh,
no,
it just annoys me. Says
all right, well, look, what he
Wait,
was.
Wait, no, hold on.
Okay.
I'm not done with Brandon Jacobs yet.
Mm-hmm.
For a guy who really doesn't do anything or have any kind of impact in the game anymore, he was good about 3 or 4 years ago.
Right.
Now he's a marginal player, and he does a whole lot of talking for... what did he decapitate? a couple four-yard runs?
I don't know. I think he had like 30 yards.
Oh, boy. Wow. And he wasn't the MVP?
Well,
did he say this on the podium while he was getting his car?
No, he said this to Rachel Nichols.
Oh, that was Eli Manning. What did Eli Manning say about the game?
Well, Eli Probably. Manning ran off without his Corvette keys.
He
saw that, right? Dan Patrick had to say, Eli, come get your keys. Hang on, man.
He's got 9 of them.
I'm going to get in trouble if I don't actually give you these keys.
I hate when they do that. I hate when they give rich guys
cards.
We know how Tully feels about the presentation of the Lombardi Trophy.
I was just saying. All right. Passing
comment. How fun. What do you want him to do, though? Do you want him to be like, Eli, you were the MVP. We're going to give this guy a car. Like a different guy.
No, it's a trophy. Like, just give him a trophy. They have one in hockey.
Well, he probably gets a trophy.
The Conn Smythe?
He gets a trophy and he gets a car.
But I mean, you're right though. You
the
said
man, oh no, but fun. Yeah, no, but the he does get an MVP trophy.
Yeah,
it's just look, the Corvette, him getting the Corvette was just a
it's symbolic.
Yeah, it's just a chance for Chevy to
imagine. Though it's, that he gives that to charity, like he sells that.
I'm sure
and gives
he
the
does. I'm
charity.
Sure he does.
Sells the car and, yeah. And gives right. The money to charity,
or you know, raises, you know, auctions it off or something.
I'm sure.
Yeah, that'd be yeah. I would hope so. That'd be great. Yeah. But what Brandon Jacobs was referring to in decapitating them is that they can't wear the dynasty crown anymore, and it had me thinking. What? Look, as much as we've talked about the Patriots and deservedly so, how great they've been over the past 10 plus years. The Steelers and Giants have both won two Super Bowls since the Patriots won their last one. And it's makes you wonder, as a football fan, is that Patriots dynasty further in the past than we even felt like it was?
I never thought it was here.
Well, that's
calls,
you.
Who calls it a dynasty? Except for Brandon Jacobs. He's the only one that I've heard to lately refer to it as a
isn't,
dynasty.
Isn't it a rule of thumb if you win like four within kind of a given time frame?
The word dynasty doesn't have a mathematic definition.
It was a dynasty. What did they win? 3 and 5
they
years?
They won 3 and 4 years.
That's a dynasty.
Last of them coming against the Philadelphia Eagles.
That's a dynasty. And that was like an early 2000s dynasty. But yeah. It's the NFL. There's a lot of parodies. There's not really any dynasties.
Yeah.
Brandon Jacobs needs to decapitate his diet. Okay, he needs to have a few less meals a day. That's what he needs to discap. No, seriously.
How do you feel about baseball players like David Wells? I mean,
I don't care about
it,
David.
It gets even. How do you feel about Prince Fielder?
David Wells says funny stuff, and it's mostly about himself. Like he says, I used to pitch drunk. That's just funny. And you're only hurting yourself if you do that. That's probably bad for you. If you pitch drunk,
I don't know, man.
Summer.
I think if I was drunk, I could throw a mean knuckleball.
When Brandon Jacobs says dumb things like he decapitated the Patriots, that's just stupid, and he didn't do anything. Eli Manning decapitated the Patriots, if anybody did.
Okay. Well, how do you feel about Prince Fielder and his weight? Well, I mean, if you don't like Brandon Jacobs.
Once again, he's only. I mean, if you want to be a fat guy, you be a fat guy. You're only hurting yourself. But when Brandon Jacobs says stuff like, Brandon Jacobs comes off like that he's this like integral part of the team and that he, look, if you, here's my whole thing about trash talk. Here it is. If you're going to trash talk, you had better do something that like kind of walk the walk.
Like Terrell Owens did in his prime.
Yeah, don't trash talk and then let other, like make your teams go out and cash your checks.
Right.
Okay, and that's what Brandon Jacobs does. He goes out, talks a lot, and then Eli Manning is Eli Manning, and they win. And then Brandon Jacobs goes, I told you we were going to win. Did you see my run in the first quarter? I got 6 yards. That was the highlight of my night.
But speaking of a short run, when Ahmad Bradshaw kind of fell in unwillingly into the end zone for what proved to be yeah. the winning touchdown, that was such an awkward couple of downs because, you know, Al Michaels and Chris Collinsworth had sniffed that thing out. You know, once they got the first down inside.
Do you mean Brandon Jacobs?
No, I mean Ahmad Bradshaw.
Oh, wait. So Brandon Jacobs didn't score a touchdown that game? Oh, because he was talking like he did after the game, and I thought he did.
I think we know what I was drinking.
I was drinking a little bit, but
I think we know what our leading summary of this podcast is going to be. The Brandon Jacobs love hour.
All right, I'm done.
Goes to Disney World.
Yeah. I'm done.
All right, so you know what I'm talking about. Ahmad Bradshaw.
Brandon Jacobs looks like Winnie the Pooh. All right, he would go to Disney World and people would be like confused. They'd be like, they'd be trying to get their picture taken. Be like, yeah, I'm with the Giants. They'd be like, you know, where's Piglet? That's what they'd be doing.
And Tigger too. Ahmad Bradshaw clearly was told, if you have a clear shot at the end zone, fall down at the 1 yard line because we need to run more time off the clock. And he couldn't make himself do it. He couldn't make it. You know what? Honestly, it would be like a hockey player bearing down on an empty net, and we can touch on Kevin Bieksa later. And just headed straight forward. You know, just clearly unimpeded and not being able to take the shot.
No, look.
You know, like being told not to take the shot. You couldn't.
What are you saying? Are you saying that he could not physically stop himself, or that it was so enticing to score a touchdown in the Super Bowl that he just went in?
A little bit of both. I mean, I'm pretty sure
he could have got down. He wasn't touched.
He could have, but it didn't. You could see in the body language that his brain was telling his body, this doesn't make sense. Right. Must go forward. And Brandon Spikes was nearby about to throw him through the goalpost if he hadn't fallen in.
No.
And
he could have been sliding as he got towards the end zone, because the 1 yard line or the 2 yard line, it's all the same.
Right. In the NFL, you have to be down by contact. He could have honestly gone down and inadvertently crossed the goal line after going down.
No. If you give yourself up, like your knee touches, you're down.
Right. Well, but I don't know how I feel about that coaching move, to be honest, because here's the thing, and I said this last night at the Super Bowl party I was at. If the game is tied, I understand laying down in the middle of the field and getting ready for the winning field goal attempt. They were losing. So clearly what Coughlin wanted to do was run as much clock off as possible and kick the field goal with no time left. Too much can go wrong when you line up to kick a field goal. The holder could have dropped the ball. The snap could have been bad.
Yeah, no.
And Billy Cundiff, the ghost of Billy Cundiff, could have come up.
Yeah, Billy Cundiff's was longer, and that was what amounts to be an extra point. He has Lawrence Tynes, who has kicked a game-winning field goal in the NFC Championship, and then he did it in the Super Bowl.
I understand
He's
that.
He's got a very experienced special teams. They wouldn't have given Tom Brady the ball back. Now, we could have
been
talking.
But they were losing.
Yeah, but we
but
could.
They were losing.
Yes, I know, but they wouldn't have got the ball back. They would have just won and by one. And
but if the snap was bad or the hold was bad, they would have lost instead of going to overtime. You see what I'm saying, right?
It wasn't fourth down, and they weren't going to kick it as time ran out. They were probably going to leave a couple seconds. So if something happened, they get on it, call a timeout real quick, and then do it again.
I'm familiar. You're right. I'm familiar with that. It's just so much can go wrong.
But if you go back, right, and say he actually does kneel. He kneels on 1 yard line.
Right.
Right? Like I said, they're losing. Okay, mm-hmm. He's there because you can see the Patriots clearly
they let him in.
Oh, they did. Right,
they let him in. Yeah. So say he does take the kneel, next play fumbles it.
No,
or
they
for
would
whatever
have
reason.
No,
for whatever
no,
reason,
that's
they
true.
Turn the ball over.
That's true. Eli Manning. Look, he's
you
a human
talk about
being.
Stuff
he could...
that can go wrong though. But what else can go wrong is you give Tom Brady the ball back and he scores.
No.
They had like a minute
because
left.
When you're losing, you can talk about stuff that can go wrong. When it's tied, you can take that kind of calculated risk.
There is no way if. That is a long, long office season. If you know that they cleared, they were going to let you get a touchdown, and you didn't take it.
And look, it did win the game.
But it doesn't matter because nobody would have said, well, Ahmad Bradshaw could have scored, but he didn't know. They all knew that the smartest football play for Ahmad Bradshaw, given to him by his coaching staff, was to take a knee on the 1 yard line. Now think about this.
Look, I understand the strategy,
but what are you saying today? What are you saying today? If he goes in, okay, gets his touchdown, runs back. Tom Coughlin was probably like, dude, I asked you not to do that. And then Tom Brady goes and scores a touchdown.
Going up by a touchdown is not a bad idea.
Well, how about you answer my question?
That's what you just said. What are you saying today? I'm saying if you go up by a touchdown, I can still – I don't care who it is, if it's Tom Brady or anyone
touchdown.
Else.
It was only 5 points.
But they had to score a touchdown.
Exactly.
But the Patriots had to score
what
a touchdown.
What if they had scored it? What would you say today?
I would have said, I don't care who it is.
It's easier to swallow.
It's still acceptable to give whoever the ball with less than a minute left and one timeout and be up by four.
It's also acceptable to take a knee on the one and kick a field goal and not give that guy the ball back when it's Tom Brady. It's not Alex Smith.
And that'll be the moment you get a Tony Romo kind of snap hold.
Just like it's okay for Drew Brees to give Alex Smith the ball back in the divisional round.
I mean,
game.
Yeah.
Right?
There was more time
left. Drew Brees scored that touchdown. Yeah, not very much more.
And there was more time left.
I don't think Alex Smith had any timeouts.
It's the Super Bowl. It's a Super Bowl.
Yeah, you want to make sure. Score. Yeah, you want to make sure that you're going to win. So you take a knee on the one and kick a field goal and make sure that you win. You want the ball last. Listen,
I thought the entire play was just a gutsy call by the Patriots. Can you imagine making that call? You only a minute left.
Oh, to let them score.
And you do the call
to let them score.
Let them score.
Yeah,
let them score.
Well,
every now and then it happens.
Yeah, every now like it is very rare, but every now and then it does happen. But look, if you're Belichick now. I agree with the Patriots the way they played it. You know, that's the other side of it. I agree with just letting them score because, you're going for broke. It is the Super Bowl.
How can you have your cake and eat it too?
Because if you're the Patriots,
they're not both good football plays.
I'm sorry?
If the Patriots want to let him in, he goes in. Somebody won that.
Right,
that,
but listen, it's like saying a Hail Mary isn't a high percentage football play. Of course it's not, but you do what you have to do, you know.
So you're saying you would have
Stop.
Taken the knee.
It comes down to a gamble. Stop it.
You would have run the risk of taking the knee.
Yes. One.
What down was it? Was it
if I was
down?
The coach, if you're the coach, you're going, just score. Who cares
when Ahmad Bradshaw scored the touchdown, it was, I believe it was second down. I'm pretty sure it was second down.
Yeah. Look.
You don't take a chance.
If you're the coach, You're going, yeah, just get in. We'll give Tom Brady the ball back. We don't care.
Yeah, no, I got to get the lead.
I would
that feels better than
chances.
Trailing.
You're going to have the lead either way.
It's not guaranteed.
It's not guaranteed that you didn't fumble on that play. You guys are you can't play the game.
Which means
like
Eli Manning could have fumbled the next snap.
Oh, you are. See, no, you both are just
listen,
frustrating.
For those of you that don't know,
the absolute crap out of me right
when
now.
When James Traiano knows he's backed into a corner, he gets his little smile on his face.
I'm not backed into a corner. I'm not. I'm right. Somebody else tell me I'm right.
I've never heard
if
that
you
before.
If somebody's listening to this podcast and they feel that I'm right, please email, call, text, do something.
He's begging to the podcast gods.
Get this man off of his high horse, please. Do us all a favor.
All right. That's enough of the deep analysis of the one exciting play of Super Bowl 46.
And the whole game was exciting. Just shut up with that crap.
Yeah. The intentional grounding call in the first quarter was exciting.
Oh, my God.
Give me a break.
Oh, Jesus.
We'll be right back on the Backseat Sports Podcast.
You're listening to the Backseat Sports Podcast with Zach Diodati and James Troiano. Email us at backseatsports@gmail.com or hit us on Twitter @BackseatZach or @BackseatJ.
Oh, listen to that. Isn't that beautiful?
That is beautiful.
We're taking it a different direction here on the Backseat Sports Podcast.
Yeah, and this has nothing to do with anything other than for our own amusement and hopefully your amusement.
Yeah. Look.
In honor of...
Yeah, I'm going to let you take over.
In honor of none other than our loyal producer, Adam Tully.
That's right.
Hopefully, sometime soon... obtaining his United States citizenship and moving away from illegal status.
He's to not illegal.
Those of us with valid driver's license, social security numbers,
marriages that couldn't be instantly divorced,
us taxpayers, we are going to help him study for the citizenship test.
Uh-huh.
And we're going to do so with a little quiz. And Zach is going to help us out with this. And basically, it's going to be like a trivia game. I'm going to ask 10 questions.
Do you realize this is lose-lose for me? If I win, it's so what? If I lose, I only embarrass myself.
Yeah,
I've got nowhere to go here.
You're a bad American if you lose. So that's what's at stake for you.
Just so the viewers know, these are
the viewers.
Actual...
The viewers.
You know what I mean.
You already lost.
Viewers.
You're off to a good start.
Listen.
Adam's already confused as to where he is.
These are actual questions from the actual U.S. naturalization test.
Yes, they are.
These are real questions that you would have to take.
This is the real deal, as we call it.
Okay. So what are the rules again?
Here are the rules.
And who's keeping score? You keeping score, I'm assuming.
I'm keeping score. Don't worry. I will make sure that it is an accurate score. I have a pen and notepad here. Thank you, Zach.
I just handed him a quill pen along with a papyrus scroll.
That's right. It's the same pen that John Hancock used in 1776.
Nope. You're off to a great start, too.
Shut up. All right.
All right. Thank you, Ray.
All right. Anyway, look.
Thank you, Ray, for providing.
These are the ground rules. I will ask 10 questions. The questions are worth 2 points apiece.
What the hell?
And an extra point if you answer a question after the other guy answered it wrong.
Oh, okay, so you can steal a point.
You get an extra point. You have to buzz in with the words Brandon Jacobs. Actually, Fat Brandon Jacobs is what you have to say to buzz in.
Yeah, okay.
We better be quick.
First person to buzz in gets to answer the question.
Okay.
And... after the question is answered, the other person can buzz back in.
Mm-hmm. He can steal
that.
If we get it incorrect.
It's very scientific. I'm going to ask both of you to be on your best behavior. Do not talk over one another.
Okay.
And here we go.
All right. This is where you start asking the questions.
Yeah, I know.
It's a little intense in here.
Name one U.S. territory.
Fat Brandon Jacobs.
Oh, I forgot the buzzword.
Zach.
Guam.
Right. That's absolutely right. 2 points for Zach.
If I answer one, could I negate his point?
No.
Yes.
God. I will give you a point.
No, you're going vigilante on us.
Okay. Puerto Rico.
I will give you a...
I forgot the buzzword.
Oh, Jesus.
How could you forget?
Well, it's just
I just said it 2 seconds
Brandon
ago.
Jacobs.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, so I'm leading 2-0?
Yep.
Okay.
Are you keeping your own score?
Yeah, I...
Do you not trust me?
Oh, I need to make sure if I need to lay down at the 1-yard line and secure the win near the end of the game.
That didn't make any sense.
All right, here. Are you ready for number two, please?
Ready for number two.
During the Cold War, what was the main concern of the United States?
Fat Brandon Jacobs.
Yes, Zach.
The expansion of communism in the world.
That is wrong.
Yeah, no, it isn't.
Would you like to steal?
I'm going to go ahead and steal. Why not?
Okay.
Hey, he's going to give Brady the ball back. Okay?
Just answer the question.
Basically, Russia invading the U.S.
No, that's dumb. That's just dumb and wrong.
All right, so that's a wash on number two.
The answer is just communism.
Well,
are you serious?
Yeah, you don't get that. This is my quiz. I'm the host, and all that other bullcrap you said
you
doesn't
can't
count.
Be serious right now.
Keep jabbing.
Are you kidding me?
Are you?
Keep talking. You're gonna lose a point.
It's only a game. Why do you have to be mad?
I'm giving you a yellow card. One more red, and you're out, and Adam wins.
Okay. By default.
All right. It's a wash on number two.
Okay. Here's a good one.
Okay. I hope so.
When was the Constitution written?
Fat Brandon Jacobs. 1776.
No.
Ah.
Can I steal?
Yeah, you could steal.
1790.
No, it's 1787.
Oh.
We both suck.
You both do suck. I've known this for a long time. I'm just proving it to everybody else.
Come on, number four.
All right, how old do citizens have to be to vote for president?
Pat Brennan Jacobs.
Whoa, that was a tie.
I got it. Pat Brennan Jacobs, I got it.
Come on.
I got it.
Come on.
18.
Absolutely correct. Absolutely correct. Zach is now up to
4 points.
Adam, you got a goose egg.
I keep the score in my head, I know.
All right, number five.
Yeah, these are, okay. What is one responsibility that is only for United States citizens?
Fat Brandon Jacobs.
Yes, Zach.
Electing leaders.
Okay, I'll give it to you. Vote. Adam, I'll give you, I will also give you 2 points
yeah,
if you get the other
fair.
One.
That's fair.
I will also give you 2 points if you get the other one.
There's only one other?
There's two.
Ah.
There's two listed, so there's only one other. If you get it, you get 2 points. Adam, if you get it, I'll give you 4 points.
No, that's a bunch of crap.
I don't know.
You got,
why do you gotta do that?
10 seconds.
Adam, use your head.
I'm using it. He took the only one that I was gonna think of.
I've done this. It sucks.
Oh, serve them? No, you haven't served in the military. What am I talking about?
Adam,
jury
does
duty.
Every U.S. citizen
jury
have
duty.
To serve in the military?
Jury duty.
Is this? Yeah, jury duty is correct.
Yes. Oh, and you're gonna give that to him?
I'm giving him 4 points.
No, you're
for
not.
That.
Talk about a curve.
All right. So right now the score is 6-4, Zach.
Yeah. Right.
After three questions.
That's five.
That was five questions?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
I only count three. So
no,
go,
that
I'm
was five.
I'm going to go ahead and keep rolling here.
I said number five just before that one.
All right. Who is Commander-in-Chief of the military?
Pat Brennan Jacobs.
How do you not know that, Adam?
The President of the United States.
Yes, sir. That's another 2 points.
I'm only getting two.
What is the name of the President of the United States
Pat
now?
Pat Brennan Jacobs.
Yeah.
President Obama.
Is that his name? Is that his name?
Barack Obama. Who is President Barack Obama?
All right, you're right. Okay.
So what has he got now? Six?
Yeah. In what month do we vote for...
Pat Brennan Jacobs. November. I know you're trying to make this wrong, but you know I got it right.
You lose 2 points for interrupting.
Yes.
You lose 2 points for rudeness.
Come on, that's 10 for me now.
Oh, all right.
I also knew that one.
The House of Representatives has how many voting members?
Fat Brandon Jacobs.
Adam, yes. How many?
This is out of control here. This is like a North Korean sporting event.
I actually don't know.
I wanted to make Adam feel right at home with,
of course,
because with all of the requirements of U.S. citizens to serve in the military, that's
yeah. You know, I don't know, like 256,
438.
No, you're both wrong. Yeah, 435.
Oh my God!
Well, you're wrong. Yes. All right. Okay. Question number five.
This is seven. Or eight.
We all suck tonight. Okay.
What is the economic system in the United States?
Fat Brandon Jacobs.
Zach.
Capitalism.
Yes. It is capitalism. Very nice. What do they have in Canada, Adam?
That's a good question.
I don't know,
that's
really.
That's a bad question.
Nobody cares.
A little more socialist.
The Molson beer tree.
I think it's capitalist.
I think it's Molson bartering.
Yeah. That, how many Labatt Blues do you
but
have?
But hey, what do I know, right?
All right. So right now the score is 12-2. Adam has...
Six.
Six.
12-6.
Uh-huh.
A generous six for Adam Tully so far.
We're about dormy here on match play.
All right. The idea of self-government is in the first three words of the Constitution. What are these words?
Fat Brandon Jacobs.
Zach.
The preamble.
That's the wrong answer.
Ooh.
Adam, would you like to steal?
Can you repeat the question, please?
Would you like to steal for no possible penalty? Can I repeat the question? The idea of self-government is in the first three words of the Constitution.
All right, I'll steal.
What are these words?
We the people.
That's absolutely correct. Oh, Adam Tully.
You said, what is this called?
Adam Tully.
No, you said what are the first three words.
I misunderstood.
Go!
Oh,
all right,
goodness.
So the score right now.
Eight.
Is 12-8.
And this is the eighth question?
It's 12-8.
This is the ninth question.
Is it?
It's probably the tenth.
Adam, this one's for you.
Mathematically, I think I'm already out here.
Adam, this one's for you.
Let's go.
It's called a softball.
Uh-oh.
It's for you, okay?
Is it just for him, or can I ring in?
You can also ring in.
Okay.
What do we call the first 10 amendments to the Constitution?
Fat Brandon Jacobs.
Adam, good Lord, man.
The Bill of Rights.
That's absolutely wrong. That's absolutely wrong.
No, it's not! You lie. You lie.
Look, I got the answers right in front of me. This computer screen is telling me it's something else. Adam.
I just sealed it. He's lying to you. I was right. You stop thinking of your answer.
That was going to be my answer, so I'm only going to say the same thing as he was.
What?
Stop. God, he's doing a good job.
What
right
is
now.
It? Adam, would you like to steal? For 10 points, would you like to steal?
What is the Bill of Rights?
Absolutely correct.
No, you can stop now.
How do you do it? How do you do it?
All right, how championship
do you
question. Championship point.
How do you fit?
Championship point, last
OT,
question.
OT.
Yeah, sudden death.
It's halftime in America.
Name one branch or part of the
Fat Brandon Jacobs. Legislative.
All right, that's... Is it written here capital or lowercase?
was Supreme also one of the answers?
No, that's a kind of taco. It's legislative, executive, and judicial. You are a long way from becoming a citizen.
Well,
no, you know, in all seriousness, I thought he was close to becoming a citizen. I thought he was going to be a co-citizen soon.
Turns
He's
out
not.
I'm going to be deported.
Right. He's going to be deported on these ants. Don't let this podcast get in the wrong hands.
I'm going to have to go home and break this news to my wife.
I will tell my elementary school teacher mother that you will be attending her fourth grade U.S. history class. Tomorrow.
I hope you can fit
tomorrow,
in the chair.
you need a crack.
Oh, goodness. look, we try to be educational sometimes. I hope you learned something here.
Do you guys want the final score?
Sure. Wait a minute. I got a feeling we're going to get a curveball
like
here.
The final score. Zach with 14.
No.
Adam. 15.
I hope that gets you citizenship.
This country is going straight to hell.
Listen, that was bizarre, but we've got the real bizarre coming up next in the Backseat Sports Podcast.
You're listening
to the Backseat Sports Podcast with Zach Diodati and James Troiano. Email us at backseatsports@gmail.com or hit us on Twitter at backseatzach or at backseatj.
That is on Twitter at backseatzach and backseatj, Z-A-C and J-A-Y. By the request of James Troiano, we have the Wild Wild West leading us into this last wild segment. It's called The Bazaar. And as you know, we veer off the sports landscape sometimes to bring you the weirdest news stories from around the globe. James, you had some news out of Asia about,
yeah,
a man sneakily drifting yeah, away.
Man, the headline is, man dies gaming at internet cafe, goes unnoticed for 9 hours.
I don't know how.
A corpse sits among oblivious video gamers for 9 hours in Taiwanese internet
cafe.
You gotta be
locked in.
I mean, this
to not notice someone's dead next to you.
I mean, this is taking that to a whole new level.
You ever seen The Social Network?
No.
You know, well, have you seen that? You know when they talk about don't disturb this guy over here? He's zoned in or he's locked in or something like that. He's programming code or something.
Oh,
like that.
Yeah.
You gotta be focused on your game to not notice some guy died next to you.
Yeah.
And this was due to low temperatures.
Oh, yeah. At the end, it says, after an initial police investigation, found he might have died of a cardiac arrest triggered by low temperatures.
How cold was it in this gaming cafe?
Was he a fish?
Yeah, like,
what?
Or like a reptile or something, like. I don't know.
This is awful.
That just confounds me. I don't know.
Making fun of Brandon Jacobs' weight just doesn't seem so bad anymore.
All right.
Maybe fat Brandon Jacobs could have given him some of his blubber.
It never ends.
He can share a little bit of that.
It never ends. Tell us about the mayor.
Oh, yeah. All right. So, yeah. The next headline we have here for the Bazaar is state trooper issues mayor speeding ticket. Mm-hmm. Is then immediately pulled over by same mayor.
Somebody doesn't like having their authority questioned.
Yeah. And
just like James likes to make all his own rules during the citizenship quiz, this mayor does not appreciate being cited while he's driving.
Yeah, it says it all began when SC, South Carolina, State Trooper S.M. Williams witnessed a Dodge Charger speeding, then proceeded to pull him over and issue a citation. From there, local newspaper The Times and Democrat explains that the mayor of Norway, South Carolina, Jim Preacher, decided to use the lights and siren equipped on his own vehicle to pull over the very same trooper that had just issued him a speeding citation.
For what? What did he pull
Yeah, what was
for?
He citing it with?
Oh, that's a funny thing you should ask. After the mayor pulled the trooper over, he asked for the officer's license and registration, performing what appeared to be a standard traffic stop. From there, accounts of what happened next differ, as the trooper claims the mayor then proceeded to demand the trooper follow the mayor to the town hall so he could issue him a summons. In order, the trooper says he refused to follow. Mayor Preacher denies asking the trooper to follow him, stating, "If I was going to give him a summons, I would have given him a summons." Sounds like...
I didn't even know mayors had that type of stuff on their car.
That's a good point.
Why is a mayor driving a Dodge Charger?
I've never seen Nathan Deal's car.
I think that's
governor
the,
of Georgia. For those who don't
that's
know,
that's the real story.
The real deal.
That's the real story here. Is what is this mayor doing with a siren and lights?
No, you
on
know
his
what?
Car?
If you really want to be a baller, why is the mayor driving in the first place?
Well, it says. I mean, this is strange. It says why. As for why Preacher was caught doing 70 miles per hour in a 55 zone,
mm-hmm,
the mayor says he was pursuing a vehicle he believed to be involved in a robbery.
No.
In his jurisdiction.
Nope.
So he's the mayor and he's also a Poe.
I'm sorry. Wait, Poe. Mayor, right. No, yeah. I said Governor Deal. I don't know why I made that comparison.
Well, the governor of South Carolina is Nikki Haley.
Right. I knew that. Kasim Reed. I can't picture Kasim Reed, mayor of Atlanta, driving around in a Charger and turning his lights on. I'm trying to visualize it. It's not happening.
Well, here's the thing. Here's what's... I guess the mayor here says that they disbanded his local police department and now he's the head constable. So this is one of those things like back in the day.
This sounds like budget cuts. Well, that has budget cut written all over it.
Speaking of Wild West, this sounds to me like a sheriff in a Wild West town who's just kind of doing his own thing, man. He's like, this is my road.
This sounds like the Dukes of Hazzards, and the mayor is wearing the white suit with the wild cowboy hat. That's what that sounds like.
Yeah.
In Norway, South Carolina.
Yeah.
We do not have time for this kind of silliness.
We don't have time.
It says the entire ordeal has prompted the state law enforcement division to open an investigation into whether or not the mayor is an actual law enforcement officer. Why do they need an investigation for that? Either it or is it? Did he go to the police academy and get a badge or didn't he? Listen. How long is that investigation going to be?
Speaking of messing with the authorities, we have this story out of Montana, and this is from the HuffPo, Huffington Post, Weird News. John Hughes, man who always wanted to be in a police chase, fined $1,000 in Montana. Listen in.
Montana Standard has details of the chase, which began at about 3:30 in the morning. The driver of a 2007 Nissan Xterra started tailgating a police patrol for about 7 blocks, then pulled into the center lane and drove away. Police say the driver was traveling at more than 70 miles per hour and refused to pull over. And KMSP reports.
He hoped the police would follow him. Well, they did. The chase reached speeds of 100 miles per hour before officers used stop strips to flatten the man's tires and end the chase.
After finally flattening Hughes' tires, police had to ask one simple question. Why? USA Today reports Hughes was not intoxicated, and investigators found no drugs in his vehicle. Here's Hughes in his own words. I just always wanted to do that, he said, according to the Butte police report. But the bucket list excuse didn't fly when it came to criminal charges. WTVT reports Hughes is facing a misdemeanor charge of reckless driving. For Newsy, I'm Lauren Zima. Multiple sources, the real story.
What a bargain.
Yeah.
He got fined $1,000.
I'll be honest. If I was getting older and I knew that, you know, that might be the only thing that happened to me, that's
a bargain.
I mean, then you could say, look, guy, it wasn't a high-speed police chase.
You know, in Montana, you only pose so much of a threat to your fellow citizen when you drive around that fast. I was under the understanding that there are parts of Montana where there's not a speed limit. The signs just say, use caution.
Really?
I'm not kidding.
I need to go there.
Montana is the least densely populated state in the country, I think. So, high-speed police chase, cops are kind of like, God, this job was getting really boring for a long time. Right.
All this was at 3 in the morning?
In Montana. If you're a cop in Montana, you can only nudge so many buffalo off the roadway with your brush guard before you just really appreciate that kind of excitement.
That's very narrow-minded, Zach.
Right.
That's very narrow-minded.
I'm a Montanaist.
I got another bizarre article here.
Yeah. But a bargain. He's probably going to spend more money fixing his car.
Did it crash?
Well, they put down the strips to flatten his tires.
Yeah, that's it.
He's going to spend more money.
Tires.
He's going to spend more money fixing his car. Yeah, probably did some damage to the wheels. Still, a bargain. Made off really well.
I'm gonna remember that one.
That's a lot of fun. Go to Montana if you will. Let's cause a huge accident.
Why don't you see if the APD will chase you around a little bit?
Reed might track me down with
Peachtree's
his lights.
A little trickier to get around.
Well, he probably wasn't going. I don't know. You got another bizarre.
They'll shoot you here.
Yeah, I don't want to be in jail.
Yeah, they won't mess with that.
You got another bizarre story.
I think this one's about Adam.
Oh, God. Because I can see your screen, and no, it's not.
Man shoots nail into brain without noticing. Is that what's the matter with you?
Wait. Is this the character from Happy Gilmore?
Yeah. Look at the x-ray.
In Atlanta, man, Adam Tully accidentally shot a 3-foot... No, I'm just kidding. It says... this is serious.
They actually have an image, an x-ray of a nail.
Yeah. A suburban Chicago man accidentally shot a 3.25-inch nail into his skull, but is recovering after doctors successfully removed it from the center of his brain.
That's like that James Bond movie.
Yeah.
Yes, The World Is Not Enough. Yes. Yeah, the villain with the bullet in his head. Yeah, we didn't do Hottie and Naughty this week, but I'm going to say one Hottie has got to be H&M sales are about to go up because Tully's going to go get himself some David Beckham underwear. I don't know if you saw that commercial last night, James.
You know what? As soon as that
David
came
Beckham
on,
definitely is a new spokesperson for his own line of underpants
at H&M
that are being sold at H&M, and I realized, well, H&M sales are about to go through the roof, courtesy of one non-citizen that sits before us.
Got to support the fellow Englishman.
No, he's not denying it. He's going to go get some DB underwear.
DB. As soon as that commercial came on, right, I swear to God, if I get a text from our buddy Dalvin about this, right? Did you guys see that commercial? It was for like CBS. It was like CBS comedy, and it was like this old kind of European village, and there's a guy outside like cranking up the power so the villagers could watch it.
Yeah, that's right.
I was like, hey, Dalvin, that's you.
That's definitely our Bosnian friend. Yes. Oh, that is the week that was the Super Bowl, and in case you missed the entire podcast, James isn't fond of the weight that Brandon Jacobs currently sits at.
In case you missed the rest of the podcast, you didn't actually miss anything. Don't worry about it.
I'm Zach Diodati, James Troiano, and Adam Tully. That is the Backseat Sports Podcast. See you next week. Watch me.